Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. This is Robert Rees, and welcome back to the CEO Show. Today we're here with Deepak Chopra, who everyone knows, but not everyone knows that he actually is a CEO of Chopra Global, Chopra Foundation, and as well, he's trained many CEOs, probably at the Kellogg School of Management in Northwestern and through reading his books and hearing his speeches. And the one that I really liked specifically years ago, and I know, Deepak, you don't look back on books, but was The Soul of Leadership. So what do you really see as a CEO's job?
The CEO's job is to ensure that total well-being, if I may say so, of the ecosystem of the organization that the CEO is involved in. In a business, that means employees, customers, investors. And once you make sure that your employees and your customers and your investors are happy, then you're doing a good job. That's where you start, but that's not where you end. Where you end up is, if you're a really successful CEO, you have an impact globally on what your company, corporation, business, or organization is doing, and you set the trends for the future of organizations.
So a lot of setting the trends has to do with coming up with new ideas, with innovation. How do you balance the harmony in an organization? CEOs are always talking with me about corporate culture, but you have a balance because you need sort of dissension, but you need harmony also. How do you look at that?
Well, you know, today many social scientists are talking about something called emergence. And this is very important for businesses and organizations to remain at the cutting edge of the future, how the present is actually the window to what we can create in the future. So when you look at social scientists talking about emergence, they say emergence happens when you have shared vision. Right there, the first job of the CEO is to have a vision that the CEO, he or she, can share with their team. I don't say followers because I don't like the word followers. The CEO has a team, and the team is their executives and their employees. Shared vision, maximum diversity, complementing each other's strengths, transparency, openness, feedback, immune to criticism, but still responsible to feedback. Now, once you have that system, you're all set for the next step. And the next step is when you look at organizations, you find that organizations that are successful, notwithstanding that there's always disagreement or dissension, they always focus on a few things. I'll give you a few statistics, for example. If the CEO or the manager ignores their team or a member of their team or an employee, the rate of disengagement goes up by 45%. If they criticize them, it actually falls to 20%. And if they notice a single strength of their employee, genuinely, it falls to less than 1%. So right here, you have a clue. Acknowledge the strengths of each one in your team so that they know that their strengths are not only noticed, but are relevant. That's where you start. Then you create a team, ideally speaking, between 5 to 12, where everybody complements their strengths. You know, I used to be on, I still am, on the scientific advisory board of the Gallup organization. And they have something called the Strength Finder, but there are many other tools like that. Each one of us has a combination of strengths that no one else has in the particular sequence. So if you look at my strengths, as I'm told, you know, by doing various kinds of psychological tests, my strengths are the following. I'm futuristic. I'm adaptable, I maximize my energy, I'm strategic, and I like to convene people. That's my strength. I'm not a good salesperson. I don't manage relationships. But if I get people in my team who do that, and if I have 12 people on my team that complements each other's strengths, wow, I have 60 different kinds of strengths right there. If I have 5 people, I still have 35 strengths. I once did a training of a CEO from Frito-Lay, and he had 12 employees immediately that were part of his team. So we trained them, and then we trained the employees, or say team members of the 12 in his team, finally reaching 52,000 people who were all complementing each other's strengths, had shared vision, totally transformed the company. And he was recruited then back to the parent company, Pepsi, because he was so successful in how he turned the company around.
You have so many new opportunities come your way. How do you make those decisions of where you're going to be involved? Talk about that.
I ask myself the following questions. If I get involved, is the ecosystem ethical, number one? Number two, are they making a difference in the world in terms of anything that I'm passionate about? And I'm passionate about peace, sustainability, social and economic justice, success in all its forms without infringing on anybody else's so-called, you know, copyright or IP, but inviting them to be part of the ecosystem. So very simple. Is it fair? Is it helpful? Is it going to change the world? I'm here. And is it going to be fun?
I like that. So I have a question on meditation. So when the pandemic started, Brian Gallagher, the CEO of United Way, he said, he was telling me, in the morning I now meditate. I never did. There are a lot of people who cannot meditate because I think they don't have the patience. Now, you obviously are at the center, moving everything forward. People are following you throughout the entire world. What is the benefit to CEOs to meditate? And then how do you really do it if your brain is always moving and you can't shut it off?
There are a lot of misconceptions about meditation. There's not one kind of meditation. You know, these days we are talking about mindfulness, mindful awareness. There is a mantra meditation, there's reflective self-inquiry, there's awareness of your body, there's awareness of your mental space, there's awareness of the web of relationship, there's awareness of the planet we live in, there's the awareness of universe that gave rise to the planet.
So meditations.
This is all meditation. Now, what I've done recently, I've partnered with Fitbit. I'm wearing Fitbit right now. And I've created 30 meditations for them. And what you can do is instantly see on the run what meditation does to your heart rate, to your blood pressure, to your heart rate variability, to your stress response. You can see it right there on your wrist. So that gives feedback to people that they can regulate the biology through meditation and they go for it. So that's one thing. The other thing, I've created an app on Chopra Global, and we have thousands of meditation. In fact, this week we just released a meditation with Alicia Keys on the Divine Feminine.
I thought that is terrific. My Uncle Brooks loves you, and he was sharing that. He's like, Robert, you got to do this.
Yeah. So when people do these meditations, they can spend 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, an hour. It's their choice. But the big thing right now is you can instantly measure the biological effects in the direction of healing and homeostasis or self-regulation. It actually enrolls you into a way of reflective inquiry where you start to wonder what fundamental reality is. Like, do we have a soul? Does a higher intelligence exist? These questions start to crop up. And then suddenly you find insights too. And that's very liberating, you know, because no matter how healthy you are, no matter how successful you are, no matter how much money you have, a lot of people confuse self-esteem with self-worth. And in fact, they're making money. CEOs are on the run trying to prove that they, they're successful. They make so much money, etc. They don't realize that they're sacrificing their self for their selfie when they confuse self-worth with net worth. And once you get clear about that, you're ready for what I call creative freedom, freedom to love, freedom to serve, freedom to change the world, and even freedom to go beyond the fear of death. When we look at spiritual traditions, any tradition in the world, doesn't matter, Christianity, Islam, Sufism, Buddhism, Hinduism, there are certain characteristics of the spiritual experience. The emergence of Platonic values like truth, goodness, beauty, harmony, love, compassion, joy, equanimity, and the loss of the fear of death. If you have these three qualities as an experience, you're all set. That's what meditation does in the end.
And on that note, we're about to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to find why we exist and how we get in touch with our soul. And then we're also going to want to find about, do companies themselves have a soul? Back in a few.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Deepak Chopra. And the question everyone wants to know, why do we exist? What is our soul? How do we get in touch with it?
So actually, there are innumerable answers to the question why we exist. And they depend on the culture you come from, the history you have, your economic status, your past, your ancestors, your religion, and all of that. I believe that if consciousness is the fundamental ground of all existence, then we exist to participate in the creative play of consciousness. And our soul is part of a bigger consciousness, which some people call God, some people call Ein Sof, some people call Allah, some people call Brahman, it doesn't matter. Some people call the non-local field of infinite possibilities, it doesn't matter what you call it. But there's a fundamental ground of existence, which is unimaginable, but which gives rise to our experiences of thoughts, feelings, emotions, sensations, perceptions. We create stories around that, and the people who have the best stories become the most successful in the world. You know, even in a court of law, when you have two opposing sides, the side that wins is the one with the best story. So I believe that, yes, we all have a soul, but how do we define the soul? The soul is a place of awareness where we find meaning, purpose, context, relationship, where we create the story of our life, where we become the author of the universe that we inhabit, because each of us gives different meaning, context, relationship, and story to our existence. When the story is exhilarating and empowering, that becomes a very successful story. And yes, we have individual souls, but a corporation also has a soul because it's a combination of individual souls, and their shared vision is what makes a difference.
That is interesting. I read this book by Larry Ackerman, Identity is Destiny, that is saying that companies are actually like souls, like you're saying.
Yes. Yes.
So I would ask you, the Chopra Foundation doing incredible work. Talk about it.
Well, we're doing work on many levels. First of all, we are creating an ecosystem globally for mental well-being. We have a site called neveralone.love, www.neveralone.love, which is part of the Chopra Foundation. And what we have done there is we created an AI, a chatbot, that can talk to you and within 15 seconds, 20 seconds, know if you are having mental distress. It can also assess whether you might be at risk of suicide. Right now, suicide is the second most
common. You're serious? It could do that?
Yeah, a chatbot. Check it out. Neveralone.love. And check out the chatbot. Her name is Peewee. She's named after a recording artist who died from suicide. And Peewee can assess in 5, 10, 15 seconds whether you're having mental distress. She has now intervened in many thousands of suicide attempts and also is engaging in conversation right now as we speak with millions of people who are talking to her. And this is very interesting, Robert. People are more comfortable talking to a machine than to a human being because they don't feel judged. And so they reveal themselves, they are vulnerable, and PV can also guide them to a counselor. And now what we're doing is we're creating a cryptocurrency and blockchain to even pay for it. So globally, people will be able to benefit from the AI chatbot. So that's one thing we're doing, alleviating mental distress. Second thing we're doing is we're looking at research on mind, body, and spirit. The third thing we're doing is looking at the role of diet and nutritional psychiatry on mood. The fourth thing we're doing is looking at the human microbiome, because 99% of the information in your body, genetic information, is not human, it's bacterial. And if you change that, we can reinvent your body, resurrect your soul, give you a new lease on life. So we're doing very interesting things at the Chopra Foundation, and we are partnering with other organizations, not only for mental well-being, but for the future of well-being through technology, through AI, through artificial intelligence, through VR, through augmented reality, through biofeedback, and through bioregulation.
I commend you so much. Say again, what is that website that people could go to? This is really
www.neveralone.love.
Neveralone.love. What wonderful. So let's just pull together. Our audience, of course, we're dealing with CEOs, and there's so much that they can learn from your insights and deep wisdom. What advice do you have to CEOs now that we're moving past the pandemic on an actual action, a step they can take to make their organization become more central to the ecosystem of the world?
Well, I use the acronym, as you probably know, LEADERS, L-E-A-D-E-R-S. L stands for look and listen. Look and listen with your mind, with your heart, with your body, with your intellect. And then based on that, create a vision. That's L. E, get in touch with your emotions and the emotions of your team, and focus on empathy, compassion, loving kindness, joy. And love in action, because love without action is meaningless, and action without love is irrelevant. So that's E. A, expand your awareness to what is happening in the world, the zeitgeist right now, the big issues, which are, as I said, social, economic justice, sustainability, health, well-being, and joy. That's awareness, L-E-A. D, dream, but also do it, because if you don't do it, you're just a dreamer. And do it means create smart plans. And SMART is also an acronym. S stands for stretch more than you can reach. M, make everything measurable. A, make sure your team agrees with your vision. R, keep a record of your progress. T, set a time limit. So that stands for D. E stands for empowerment. Don't just empower yourself. Empower your team by making them maximally effective by acknowledging their strengths and using their strengths. R stands for responsibility, taking responsibility for your well-being, but also for the well-being of your ecosystem. And S is the mysterious good luck factor, which I call synchronicity, being at the right place at the right time, or taking advantage of meaningful coincidences. That's the seven steps to effective leadership.
And that's wonderful. Where can someone find that exactly?
Well, I have a course called The Soul of Leadership. You probably find some links to it on the internet, but I have my book, The Soul of Leadership, which has been used at Kellogg. I've taught it at Harvard and Wharton and other business schools as well.
I have just one final quick question. So CEOs are always trying to simplify, what does their brand mean? So here you have Deepak Chopra brand. In one sentence, what does it mean?
Freedom to create, freedom to love, freedom to heal.
Love that. On that note, a pleasure having you on the CEO show.
Thank you, Robert. Always a joy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line. I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Greeson. Welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Rodney Williams. How are you, Rodney?
I'm doing well and honored to be with you, Rob.
Well, it's a pleasure. And Rodney is the CEO of Belvedere Vodka. Some say the best in the world. So, you know, a lot of toss up there. But he also has a great background in the whole industry. So we're going to learn about marketing. We're going to learn about the pandemic. So start talking. Vodka is a very crowded space in the world. What's different about Belvedere?
Okay, fair question. Well, in fact, vodka is, for many people, how they first come to the world of spirits. You know, they had it in college, maybe high school, a couple people maybe before that, you know, mixed with Coke or something else. And it's an experience most consumers report they don't want to go back to. But what separates Belvedere is that we play in the top end, in the super premium vodka space. We really draw consumers who have, you know, developed a sort of sense of palate for what they really enjoy, with Belvedere always being all natural. There are no additives. There's no added sugar. There are no emulsifiers. It's non-GMO, kosher certified. So we've operated at a certain standard that consumers historically, when they sort of graduated to more craft spirits, found engaging. And what we're finding now with younger consumers is many of them are starting out in the craft space where Belvedere plays.
Now, I have heard by rumor, but I don't know. Isn't it because it used rye, but so it can't be gluten-free, but I've heard rumor that it is gluten-free.
It is gluten-free, and it's a very logical question. So, because, of course, rye has gluten in it, but gluten is a relatively large molecule, and it's removed at distillation, and Belvedere goes through four passes of distillation. So, in fact, Robert, any vodka that is distilled is gluten-free. Any spirit that is distilled is gluten-free, unless something is being added to it after the distillation process. So, in fact, the Celiac Association of America regards all distilled vodkas as gluten-free.
So now you were founded in 1987, so you've been around for a while, but you're focusing on something made with nature, which seems to be, I want to talk about the whole concept of innovation.
Yeah. Well, we were started actually in 93 by an American entrepreneur who scoured Eastern Europe after the Berlin Wall fell in 89, believing that there is some really high quality luxury vodka that he could then turn into the first luxury brand, global brand in the world. And that's when he found a distillery in Gerardo, Poland, about 45 minutes outside of Warsaw. But in fact, the distillery has been producing vodka for 111 years. It's the oldest continuously operating, vodka distillery. And, you know, Poland has a very long history with vodka. There's a raging debate between Poland and Russia as to vodka's origins. But the first written record about vodka is from 1405, and it's in Polish. So Poland has a pretty solid claim.
Really?
Yes. And so when we launched, the idea behind Belvedere was that you didn't need emulsifiers, you didn't need sugar. In fact, you could just have a natural liquid that would deliver taste and character. And the reason why rye was so attractive is because, you know, think about a sandwich. If you have a sandwich made of white bread or wheat bread versus rye bread, it's the rye bread that's going to have the flavor and really stand up to some of the condiments. And it's true of vodka, too. So Belvedere has always believed in delivering taste.
That is really interesting. And now when you're looking at innovation, you're also really focused on sustainability.
Mm-hmm. We are. You know, the bigger part of the consuming population for spirits has always been younger adults, age 25 to maybe about 40. You know, after that point, you've got kids and work demands such that you can't go out as much, certainly not going to nightclubs as much. That said, what we've seen is that younger consumers are very much interested in drinking less but drinking better. And by better, they mean.
But I want to interrupt you because you have a deep background in research, being a CMO. Is that by research or is that just anecdotally?
No, it's by research. It's by research. I think that, you know, they've learned from their boomers and their Gen Xer parents the importance of maintaining their own health. And we've seen this trend line for some years now, that the level of binge drinking in the U.S. in particular had really plateaued and started to come down a bit. But they are, these younger consumers are drinking the good stuff from day one. There's not the step-by-step maturation process that previous generations had, in part because they've been exposed to it by their parents and their extended families and such. And also that they're interested in quality. And what we are also seeing consistently in the research is that they want to experience something new and different and, you know, sensorially, be challenged, to experience different flavors. I think part of this owes to the fact that in many parts of the world, not just North America, people are experimenting with different foodstuffs. You know, sushi is much more popular today than it might have been 10 years ago. Salsa is actually taking the crown from ketchup as the number one condiment. So because of that, people have a broader palate and then are really open to different ways of being engaged, different sorts of flavor profiles. It's pretty exciting.
So tell me about some of your interesting flavor profiles.
Mm-hmm. So we've just launched something called Belvedere Organic Infusions. And basically everything about it is certified organic. The yeast we've used in the fermentation process, the vodka is organically certified, and the botanics that we add together in the line are organically certified. But I think what also really makes organic infusions stand out are the flavor profiles. So we've combined lemon and basil with a touch of elderflower as one expression. Another is pear ginger and a drop of linden honey. And the third is blackberry and lemongrass with a hint of sage. So these are all flavors that are familiar to people individually, but it's the combination that makes them interesting and worth exploring.
It's really interesting. I have not seen anywhere something like pear ginger honey, which I have not tried. Sounds great.
Well, we can fix this situation, Robert. We will fix this.
Well done, my friend. This is Robert Rees on the CEO Show. We interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Rodney Williams, who is the CEO of Belvedere. And we're hearing about all of these flavor infusions. So before we go to break, about 2 minutes, how do you mix? When you something with all those interesting flavors, are you just saying, okay, just go club soda, go easy, or do you actually mix it with other things?
No, I mean, it depends on individual palates, of course. And some of the mixologists are so skilled that they do make some really terrific cocktails that we have posted.
Tell me one right now, because people are about to go in commercial.
I'm a purist. You're asking a purist. You're asking a purist. So my strong recommendation is that you experience it on ice. Period. On ice.
There you have it. I had a friend, Dick Rutledge. He was like you. He was like you, Rodney, such a purist. He would bring his own ice cubes when he drank scotch because he said,
what kind of water are they going to use?
Good for him.
So maybe that's a phase for you. We're about to take a break. When we come back with Rodney Williams, we're going to find out all about interesting things like his insights on marketing, and he has some deep ones in this. And we'll also hear about the pandemic, also about DEI, all the big topics. Back in a few.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Robert Greece back on the CEO Show, where we're here today with Rodney Williams, the CEO of Belvedere, the premium vodka. And we've heard about all the infused flavors like this pear, ginger, honey. Anyone who wants to get this, where do they go?
Well, you can find it at your local fine liquor store, or you can find it online through some of the direct e-commerce wine and spirits purveyors.
So let's talk about your background. So you were CMO of Moët Hennessy, the elite company. What did you learn about marketing there that CEOs listening, and we've about 600,000 of them, can learn in their own organization?
Well, I think what's true of all of the Moët Hennessy brands, and Belvedere is one of them, is that the brand's story has to be authentic and well told. And so from authentic, it really needs to inform how the brand develops products, how it presents itself to the world and engages consumers in a real and traceable way. In a category like vodka, where some of our competitors are made at contract manufacturing sites. We have a real distillery. We just source from 8 farmers with whom we have a very close relationship. The product is 100% traceable. And those are the sorts of authentic sort of steps that consumers expect us to take. And then I think the other part, Robert, is that the story needs to be consistent. In full transparency, Belvedere has not always historically been the best at the consistency piece because, you know, we're popular in the night, we're popular in craft houses, and we sort of had many messages at one point. But the reason why Made with Nature is such a rallying point for us is because it really speaks to the insights around which the brand was first launched and developed. It speaks to how the product is made, and it speaks to a value that our consumers hold dear. And it speaks to everything that we're trying to do in terms of sustainability and CSR.
So how do you use your insights for marketing now when you have this great product that's made from nature, made with nature? It's real exciting. How do you combine that in your go-to-market?
Yeah, I think that, we really want think of Made with Nature not as a marketing campaign.
It's more like a visceral, it's like your DNA sort of.
Exactly.
You are the company. I get that.
Exactly right. Yes. And so as people throughout the organization understand this and process this and the connection between what they do each day to this big idea, we get improvements, we get new ideas, we get new approaches, we get to course correct in terms of things that we can do better. So I think it's essential in terms of the organization functioning efficiently and effectively.
Yeah, talking about functioning efficiently and effectively, fortunately, corporate America is finally embracing DEI. And people wouldn't know that you happen to be black. You know, we're on the radio. But you've got to have some insights on where we're going, where we should go. Just talk plainly.
Yeah, I mean, the pandemic for many people has been a really challenging time. I think the deaths of that have happened with the police recently have really opened dialogues where there hadn't been in a corporate setting and raised the questions around purpose. And, you know, corporately and in terms of brands, how do they relate and connect to purpose? And so, you know, sharing with you in the context of Belvedere, while some of our corporate offices are here in New York City, the distillery and the bulk of our employees are in Poland. And, you know, there's interest in terms of what's happening in the U.S., but this is very much a global business. But what I'm really pleased about is that we were able to use this as both an opportunity to have critical dialogues internally and do some things externally. Internally, we recognize that on the production line, we're 50-50 male-female. And in the manager ranks of the distillery, we're 50-50 male, female. Probably can do a little bit more in terms of the top C-suite. But we now have discussions around how are we empowering people and creating an inclusive and supportive environment, which is wonderful.
So it's inspiring. Fast forward a few years. What do you think the potential is of the role that corporations can be playing in building a better society?
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, the way we think of it as Belvedere is that we're committed to delivering a better product, which is why we're launching organics, and all of our future innovations will be organic, and lots to share in terms of what we're doing with green energy and sustainability as well. And I think, you know, we think of what we're doing, both in terms of creating a better product, but also in terms of supporting the communities to which we're connected. In Poland, we have become the first distillery to win a green energy grant from the European Commission. We've brought online this year, earlier this year, a biomass capture facility, which takes the heat and the steam as we're distilling the vodka and converts it into green energy to power the whole facility.
Wow.
Yeah, so within 12 months of that, we'll be energy carbon neutral. And when we're not distilling, so about 4 months of the year, we're really not distilling, we're connecting to the local town's energy grid to provide them with clean energy where currently they're reliant on coal. So that's just an example of what brands can really begin to do expansively to think about how to contribute to communities while we're doing our everyday work to build the business.
And there you have it. On that inspirational message, Rodney, I want to thank you. We've been speaking with Rodney Williams, the CEO of the famous Belvedere Vodka. Great having you on the CEO show, Rodney.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you, Robert.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.